Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Bob Buckhorn, the mayor of the great city of Tampa.
How many years have you been in Tampa Bay?
I got here in 1982 in a 1966 Dodge Dart with no air conditioning and nowhere else to go.
What organizations are you involved with?
At the time, I was unemployed. I had just been discharged from Navy flight school. They said I had a degeneration of one of my corneas, and so they discharged me, and I drove to Tampa, Florida, where I had a fraternity brother. I didn't know anybody here. I didn't come from anything, and just started scratching and clawing and joining things. I knew I wanted to be in public service, and so I started volunteering in campaigns, and just kind of went from there.
We'll get you out of bed every day.
You know, it's generally the two kids that I have to make breakfast for and take to school. Yeah, aside from that, it's the opportunity to serve as mayor of the city. I mean, I cannot wait to get to work every morning. I mean, I just come busting through those doors at 7, 7:30 in the morning. And it's my passion. Don't tell my wife this, but I would do this for nothing because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to shape a city and build a city. And so that literally gets me up every day, and I am never happier than when I'm at work.
Why Tampa Bay?
I ran out of gas, basically. I knew the one person here, and the last person his newly married wife wanted to see was me. He was a fraternity brother from Penn State. And so I really just chose it because he was here, and it was close to Pensacola Naval Air Station where I'd just been discharged.
What is one habit that you keep?
One habit that I keep? Well, I try to get rid of all the bad ones. One habit that I have is I tend to chew on cigars all day long. I don't know that you could be the mayor of the cigar rolling capital of the world and not indulge in that vice every now and then. I'm married to a doctor. She doesn't appreciate my habit, but I had it before her. She refers to that as my nook because I just chew on it all day long. I don't smoke nearly as much as I used to, but yeah, that is one habit that I could probably do without, but I enjoy it.
Who are some people that influence you?
Currently or historically or both?
I'd like to hear historically first.
You know, certainly my mom and dad. But I think certainly in terms of my political formation, I grew up in outside of Washington, D.C., so I was exposed to public service and politics at an early age. We were Irish Catholic, and so the election of John Kennedy in 1960 had a big impact on us, first Catholic. You know, there have been other Irish folks who have been elected, but certainly he brought that combination. But it was his brother, Robert Kennedy, that really influenced me. I was in the fourth grade. I was running as Bobby Kennedy in that presidential election in 1968 for my fourth grade class. I used to volunteer at his campaign office. My mother literally would drive me down to the campaign office and drop me off. Now, I can't even imagine doing that today. I was 10 years old. I was in the fourth grade. And I would just stuff envelopes or put stamps on envelopes and just do whatever I could. And so that really sort of got me excited about politics. And I've been doing it off and on ever since.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
You know, I think part of my success has been really twofold. One is resilience, knowing that it's not how you get knocked down, it's how you get back up. I mean, I've lost elections. I've lost a few elections. What has defined me is getting up off the mat and getting back into the fight. And the other one is preparation. I mean, I'm pretty diligent about preparing. You know, I literally prepared for 20 years to be the mayor. And I ran in 2003 and lost and came back in 2011 after 8 years out of office and won. But I think what set me aside from the pack was, one, my pain threshold was a lot higher than everyone else's. And two, I was better prepared. I mean, I had traveled the country looking at mayors that were successful, mayors that were unsuccessful, how and why that occurred, looking at cities that were growing, looking at our competition to see what they were doing that we were not. And then sort of that became part of my DNA. And so for me, it's that mental toughness and that preparation that I think have allowed me to succeed.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
3 years ago or 8 years ago when I started?
Either one.
What's interesting is there's no manual for how to be a mayor. And there certainly is no manual for how to be a good mayor. Part of it is your instincts. Part of it is your training. Part of it is your preparation. Part of it is your moral compass because you make 100 decisions every day and you got to do it for the right reasons. Even as long as I had been around the office, as 8 years as the assistant to the mayor, 8 years as a council member, nothing prepares you for being the mayor. Like I said, there's no manual. So you kind of have to feel your way in the beginning. The amount of information that's coming at you is massive. And to be able to sift through that and sort of figure out your path, that's where that preparation comes in. And so to the extent that anybody was prepared to be the mayor in 2011, I think I was, but it's still, it was a transition. I mean, you're the CEO of 4,500 employees. There's no city manager. You don't sit on the city council. It is a true working CEO. And so, you know, you make mistakes and you hopefully learn from those mistakes, but you got to have a good grounding before you take that job, because otherwise you will not succeed. You'll get eaten up by the details and the crisis of the day. So for me, having a plan coming into that office that was written, that I had campaigned on, it was all about the execution. So I, from day one, it was about execution, not trying to find my way.
What's next?
I don't know. I don't know. Retirement, not likely. Vacation, definitely. This is my oldest daughter's last summer before she starts college, so I want to spend a lot of time with her. I haven't had a real, real vacation in probably a decade, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. Truth be told, they're going to pry my cold, dead fingers off the desk because I love that job so much, but I have to go, and I got to step off the stage and let the next mayor, you know, find their way. So I don't know long-term what's next. I suppose over a pint of Guinness in Ireland, I will contemplate that, but in the interim, I'm running full speed through the tape, and I will be working until 11:59 on May 1st when the new mayor gets sworn in.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You bet.